open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Amen. As we enter the season of Advent, we wonder how many people are really waiting for the coming of the Savior. We look around the world, there are billions of people in this world. Of all those billions, how many? Probably a very, very small fraction. Even if we consider the Christians in the world, at least those who claim the name Christian, how many are actually looking for the coming of the Savior, the second coming? Are all self-proclaimed Christians waiting for Jesus to make his appearance, anxiously waiting? Well, we look back at the first coming of the Savior and wonder how many people were waiting at that time. We have a few names that come to us in Holy Scripture. We think of the two people in the temple when Jesus, the baby Jesus, was brought in. We think of Simeon and Anna. We think of the two people who received very special announcements from angels of heaven, telling them that they were going to have a child, Mary and Zacharias. Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking to you about the matter of faith. And certainly it takes a lot of faith as years pass by and you're waiting and waiting and waiting for a promise to be fulfilled. And yet it never seems to happen. You think of promises made to Abraham hundreds and hundreds of years before that promise was fulfilled, and the people were waiting and waiting. Even as we have been waiting and waiting for the coming, the second coming of the Savior. And that waiting causes many people to think it's never going to happen. But you do have people like Mary and Zacharias and Simeon and Anna who were waiting and still believed that it was going to happen, that the Messiah was going to come. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we read the words of Mary. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. In the concluding words there, Mary is telling us God has kept his promise, the promise that he made with Abraham, with our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. God is carrying through on his promise. And all of those people who up to this time, the time of Mary, all of those people who believed that that promise would be fulfilled, their faith was not put to shame. They were looking for a Savior, and here he is. At this point, in the womb of Mary, his mother. And Mary also regarded, her faith was the same. The faith in the coming Savior, her Savior. Regardless of what the Roman Catholics teach about the innocence of Mary, that she was sinless, Mary herself knew better. She knew that she was not sinless. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. The God who has come to save her from her sins. Such was her faith. And if we look at the words of Zacharias, we're going to find the same kind of faith. Because in his song, he speaks of the child, thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. To give the knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. Zacharias, looking for the same kind of Savior. So all of these people, up to this time, as I say, who believed that the Messiah would come and take away their sins, all of them found or would not be put to shame. Likewise, you and I will not be put to shame. We're believing through these 2,000 years since Christ left us and went to heaven, physically that is, we've been waiting. And our faith will not be put to shame. He will come. We pray. Heavenly Father, keep us steadfast in our faith. Help us to look always for your second coming. And when you appear, help us to rejoice in you, our Savior. For your name's sake, we ask this. Amen.